there's a certain fast food restaurant I was talking to today, and they don't want to advertise hamburgers anymore. Because
are they known for their hamburgers normally?
Yes.
Huh.
Because they can't get it in. It's a supply issue with getting meat in.
Wow. So it's a hamburger chain that cannot supply hamburgers. So what is it they want to advertise? What can they get?
Like chicken and ham, but no meat.
Wow. That's weird. So are they starting a new campaign saying stuff like, hey, I know you know us for our hamburgers, but you might want to try our chicken.
That's what they're doing, but they want all their hamburger advertising done. They don't want it out there because they might not have it if you go to the restaurant.
That's weird. Like a place that's known for their burgers and you go in and they're like, sorry, we're out of burgers. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. That's like going to get a haircut. They're like, yeah, sorry, we don't have scissors.
But so you're getting all your meat from somewhere else. You're not getting any of it locally. I'm telling you, there's local people around that have meat. You can get it locally.
Right,
but I guess they buy it in such bulk. Did they have to buy that crap from China or Japan or whatever?
I have no idea. I wouldn't know about any of that stuff. As a non-meat eater, I have no idea. But I wonder, see, they're going the wrong way because the trend now is the Impossible Burger stuff. So they should be like, hey, we do chicken, we do ham, and you know what? We're doing the Impossible Burger. Check us out, because that's a huge trend right now. If Burger King is doing Impossible Burgers, everybody is going to be on it. So,
and this place was doing a Beyond Burger.
Okay.
And I tried it a couple of times. I actually went there and got a burger. And then I went back like 3 months later and said, give me the Beyond Burger. We don't have that anymore. She just stopped. I guess just nobody wanted it. Nobody ordered it. They said, screw it. But now they don't have any meat, so they're SOL. So now there's a cream cheese shortage that's really affecting New York bagel shops.
It's funny you would say that, because just last night we went food shopping, and that's my only, I would say, like, you know, I don't eat any dairy because I have a million things wrong with my stomach, but that's my only dairy thing that I do have. I really enjoy cream cheese. So that's my one guilty pleasure. And I put it on rice cakes because I can't have bread. Like, my life is a mess. Like, the fact that I have to even eat rice cakes every day. Just give me my cream cheese. At least I have cream cheese on rice cakes and it makes them tolerable. We went last night to the grocery store. Exactly. The cream cheese was all gone. All that was left were the terrible flavors.
Yeah. Pick a Bagel only has a few days supply left.
Pick a Bagel's huge in New York. They're everywhere. Huge.
Thompson Square Bagels down to only a few sticks. It's all they have left.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Yeah. A manager at Pick a Bagel said, this is bad. This is very bad. They only have enough cream cheese to last till next Monday. And then that's it.
Whoa.
What are they going to do?
They're going to have to do what I do and go to the supermarket and buy the Philadelphia cream cheese or whatever happens to be sitting around.
Yeah.
I'm just telling them right now, they're going to be stuck with the low-fat one and the strawberry one, because that's all that was left.
But that's the reason why you go, is to get that certain, it's like, I want the vegetable cream cheese.
Yes, that's my favorite. The vegetable cream cheese is so good. I get that one. The boyfriend gets the scallion cream cheese. My mom likes the olive flavored cream cheese. Mm-hmm. There's also tofu cream cheese, which is, I guess they're going to have to just load up on the tofu cream cheese.
Yeah, you don't know how good vegetable cream cheese is until you have real vegetable cream cheese.
I know, real vegetable cream cheese from New York. Yeah, I know. I'll tell you, speaking of bagels and New York bagels and stuff like that, I had a weird fight with a friend of mine over the weekend. It started out as a joke that turned into a like full on, like what goes on Facebook when people start arguing about politics.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I love the Great British Baking Show and I watch it on Netflix, and now it's the season's over. They had the finale last week and I don't know if you watch it. Sorry, spoiler, but Giuseppe wins.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been jonesing for more of those shows. And my friend was like, oh, how are you not watching the Great Canadian Bake Off on YouTube. What?
We're about to make some ham.
Right, well, exactly. Exactly. So Dan Levy. Well, what's so great? So Dan Levy from Schitt's Creek is one of the hosts. Mm-hmm. So it's him and
his eyebrows.
Him and his eyebrows and mm-hmm. this girl, and then two judges that I've never even heard of, but still, it's the same format. It's in the same tent, the same music, the same everything. So I'm watching it, and it's Bread Week. And always during Bread Week, they always make bagels. So they were talking about the type of bagels they're going to make. And the judge, who's French, says, I want you to make the best bagels in the world, which in my opinion are the Montreal bagels. They're so much better than a New York bagel. And he shows these Montreal bagels and they look like donuts. It's a big giant hole and like a thin, it's thin all the way around. Mm. I was like, bitch, that's a donut. That is not a bagel. Like, trust me, I grew up here. Bagels originated here when everybody came over from Poland. Mm-hmm. And they brought the bagels and they made them here. And everyone's always comparing themselves to a New York bagel. So one of my really good friends is from Montreal. So I text him as a joke. I said, I'm watching the Great Canadian Bake Off. And the judge was like, Montreal bagels are better than New York bagels. Like, bitch, that's a donut.
Mm-hmm.
So he writes back. He's like, who are you calling a bitch? And I was like, no, not you. I'm saying to the judge that New York bagels are the best in the world. Maybe Montreal bagels are okay, but, you know, Montreal's not known for its bagels. Put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
He, because he's from there, is like, I lived in New York for 13 years. I lived in Montreal for 27. I will tell you, Montreal bagels are so much better. And he starts sending me all these articles about Montreal bagels and why they're better. There was an article last year in the New York Times about that the best bagel in America is now in California. It's no longer in New York. So it's this whole like one article after another, like as if I just told him that his favorite political candidate was an asshole and he was just going to like whatever news source. I mean, it was like one after another. He's like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. He's getting really pissed over bagels. And I was like, okay, you're getting a little defensive, but the fact that you keep comparing all these other bagels to New York bagels is my point. Mm-hmm. We are the best, which is why everybody else compares themselves to us. I win.
And I have to agree. I mean, there is that place in downtown Babylon that had the bagels are just disgusting. They're so good.
They're amazing.
It's the most amazing thing.
We couldn't stop eating them.
You've ever had. Now, if you had to crown one thing New York, would you crown the bagel or pizza?
Oh, definitely a bagel.
You'd put bagel over pizza?
I would because, I mean, the best pizza in America is no longer only in New York. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of places here that are good, but I think the difference is this. They really bastardized the pizza. They have Sparrow and Ray's Pizza, which is like, you know, the McDonald's of pizza. It's not bad, but it's not good. I would never I would never be like, oh my God, I had the best slice of pizza at Ray's. It doesn't exist. It's not good. But they didn't do that with bagels. The bagel places here are still, every bagel place you go to, some are better than others, but there's no bad bagel in New York, whereas now there's bad pizza.
And people, even people from New York will say if you go to Connecticut, their pizza there is better. There's some other places like Jersey, good pizza and all that, but nobody fights about the bagel.
No, I mean, one of the best slices of pizza I ever had was that time that, remember I had to go when you and I, when our show was in Minneapolis?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to fly to Minneapolis for an event there. And they're like, you got to come out for pizza. And I was like, all right, I'll eat pizza in Minneapolis. Sure, why not? It was the best pizza I think I've ever had. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, way to go, Minneapolis. That was awesome.
I've had a lot of pizza in my life. And still the best pizza is the Penn Station pizza place. It's a pizza place and a train station.
Yeah.
But it's amazing.
You know, that's the thing, because when I was in Italy, while the pizza was good, because it's from there, it was obviously delicious. I mean, probably the best pizza in the world is obviously in Italy. The best food in the world is really in Italy, and it's because everything there is so fresh. And I was at one of the best mozzarella and tomato sandwiches I ever had. just that's it. Just mozzarella, tomato, with some basil and just a little bit of drizzled vinegar and oil. Mm-hmm. It was at a train station in Rome. And everybody I talked to about, they were like, yeah, there's no bad food in Italy. Like everywhere you go, everything's fresh. Everything's fresh. The bread is fresh. The tomato is fresh. They literally pick the tomato that morning, slice it up, and hand it to you as you're getting on the train. Like there's no bad food. So
yeah, because that's all they think about is food and wine. So they got to be good at something.
Yeah.
Italians really aren't good at anything other than building churches, food, and wine. That's
right.
It.
But they also had a bagel shop nearby the hotel I was staying. It was disgusting. It was the worst. I was like, yeah, don't try to appeal to Americans, but don't give us bagels. Don't even. Just, you know, go make some more biscotti.
You can't go wrong with any bagel place. I mean, there's better bagel places than other bagel places, but still, the shitty bagel is still better than most bagel anywhere else in the world.
I'm telling you, this Montreal thing was disgusting. It looked like a pretzel.
I mean, people would bring bagels into the radio station that were like a day old, and we were like,
that's right. Toast that shit up. It's still good.
There was a bagel toaster at the radio station.
That's right, right.
That's when you know you work in New York, when you walk into the kitchen in a New York radio station and there's a bagel warmer. I'm like, here. That's shit you don't see in Charlotte. You'd put that in Charlotte, people go, what the hell is that, for toast?